hunker down for a little bit of rest.
Okay.
And you feel like you have a nice moment ahead of you where you get to the actual take a break from what you've been encountering. Does anybody want to say anything or do anything while you are getting ready for your short rest and during your short rest? Does anybody have anything they want to do?
I'll try to map out where we are.
Okay.
I mean, I know it's the Feywild, but I mean, I'll give it a shot anyway.
Where you are, like physically where you are.
Mm-hmm. If I can find a hill or something and look kind of like over the land.
Okay.
Like a tree or something to get a layout that I can sketch.
So I'll say that you kind of do like a little bit of a venture out so that you can get to higher ground and take a look and see what you have. So you're able to get not far, but you're able to get up onto a little bit of a steeper hill, and you're able to take a look and you see out in the distance just some very basic rolling mountains, nothing really jagged, nothing very high. And one of them kind of actually makes a very sharp, like almost like a mohawk, like a really sharp peak. And from it, you actually kind of see like a peak, and it looks as though it's a naturally made formation of an owl.
Hmm.
It looks like the mountains make its wings, and then as it comes up into this sharp peak, and you kind of see like a beak coming out. Not necessarily carved into it, but almost like naturally forming.
I'll share that.
I think I'm gonna try to see if the spirit, what I'm gonna call the spirit, that voice,
mm-hmm.
speaks back now. Like, I'm gonna try to talk to it in my mind and see if it speaks back.
What do you say to it?
I don't know exactly what you're looking for in us, but I think we've proven our worth to you at this point. Please let us go.
You hear in your head, only her, you hear your journey is not complete yet. You still hold fear in your heart. You need to accept this in order to move forward. You need to see who you truly are and not shy away from it. We will see each other soon.
I'm gonna say Scarlet's a little deflated at that. To give you an idea of the inner monologue, she is just thinking about why does everybody else have to go through this like kind of pain and torture and suffering in a weird plane. Like, they've obviously showed that they're not afraid. If you just want me to show that I'm not afraid, just do it to me. Don't do it to everybody else. That's not... Like, she's taking it a little bit personally. Like, why are you showing him his dead husband? Why are you showing Simon a creature? Why are you showing Zorik this astral sea? Like, just leave them alone. They don't deserve it.
Are you saying this?
If I had the opportunity to reach out again, yes.
You hear a playfulness come back. Not so much as the standard monotone that you've been getting. And you feel this playfulness of, this is a game for all. This is something that everybody can enjoy and experience together. It is not just you.
I'm going to walk back over to where everybody else is and just say, it's not done.
It will be.
And I think I'm going to take out my magical instrument, and I'm going to kind of sit close to Ulrich and sing a song that is like a farmy country pastoral song.
Okay.
And play like a pastoral scene with the instrument to kind of... Because I feel bad that he had to see Robert and feel that way. So I think that would be my way of trying to make him feel better.
Does it work?
It's appreciated. Yes, it was a nice moment of nice respite.
Can't do much.
No, that you've done more than enough. That was beautiful. Thank you, Scarlet.
You're welcome, Warwick.
So, as you are hunkering down to get your rest, and... You only trance?
Yeah.
You don't trance though, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So as you guys are kind of hunkering down, You feel as though time is passing very differently here. For as much as you guys have done so far, and all of the time that you've taken to accomplish everything, it feels as though you have... It feels as though no time has passed at all. It feels like rapid fire. And as you are getting ready to rest, it feels like you get the benefits of a long rest, but it feels like it's only been an hour. It feels like no time. And you're already up and moving around and you feel rested, but your internal clock, it doesn't feel like it's been 8 hours or anything like that. And the sky hasn't changed once. It hasn't changed or shifted or anything. And it's very awkward where it's like, okay, what is this kind of thing? And as you are kind of packing up the little stuff that you have and kind of getting straightened up, you start hearing this gush of water, like a full waterfall. And you feel a rumble and you feel it like in the ground and you feel this like tremor. And then you can see coming down this hill is this massive tidal wave of water. And it's coming barreling straight at you.
Is there any high ground we can get to?
It is the high ground. And it's just like, it's coming straight at you to wash you away.
Anywhere we can go to get away from it, or is it just...
Trees? Anything?
You could try to climb trees. You could try to hang on to them. You could try to see. But it almost feels like a tsunami that's coming, just heading towards you as fast as possible.
I don't even think I have anything magical that can help with that.
Can I do an insight?
Sure.
I want to see if it's real. Like, is it actually water, or is it just an illusion? 17.
Illusion.
Everyone's steadfast. It's an illusion. It's not real.
You're sure, sorry.
I am.
And it's gushing and it's rushing and it's coming at you and it's a wall of water. And right as it's about to hit you and you think you should be feeling this spray of water on your face, it passes straight past you.
As if I couldn't get any angrier. Good eye, Sorek. Thank you for the heads up.
You're welcome.
I would say right as it was supposed to hit, Scarlet would have let out like a scream, like it just feared and like clutched on to whoever was closest to her.
Yeah.
I'll think to myself, and I, whether or not somebody answers, but I'll probably think, I would think to myself, you'll have to do better than that.
All of you hear an echo of a chuckle in your lab, in your head.
You're like, damn.
Oh, this is going to die, like a lot.
This isn't funny.
What do you guys do?
I will think back if I hear the laughter. I hear the laughter in my head, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were not simply travelers. We are on an important mission. One that threatens many different realms. I would ask that you show us a way back to our original course.
The best way is through. Come and join me.
Anything happening with the giant owl rock?
It's still there. It still looks like it's a mountain, but it's still there.
I mean, I pointed out to everyone, that's the only thing that I see. Should we head towards that?
Yes, let's go there. Go have a chat with this thing.
Okay.
Yep.
So you guys, one foot in front of the other, you start marching.
I'm on my way from misery to happiness today.
Hey, that's good. hey, that matches. Okay, you are making your way. It seems like a trek from your experience that would probably take the better part of an afternoon. And it feels like time is really looping on you. There are times where you feel like it's been hours, but then there's... It feels inside that it's been hours, but at the same time, you know you've only been traveling for a little bit. And it just, like, time is really pulling your senses back and forth. I walked a mile, but it feels like it's been hours. And it just feels very different and very loopy here. The more that you travel, you do see some animals, but none of them cause you any harm. You'll see, weird deer that have, like, antlers, but they also have like a huge nose like an elephant. You know, you see all
deformed,
these...
like a...
Yeah, these like loopy kind of animals.
Yeah.
You see a lot of little flittering birds that kind of also look deformed, but very beautiful colors. There's a moment where a lot of bugs kind of swarm around you and you have to kind of swat them all away. That's very difficult. When you finally make it to the foot of this mountain, you can see that where the owl ridge kind of comes up, that the wings pull out into the mountain and become the mountain. But in between where you would see like the feet of an owl, you actually see it is carved out like a tunnel, like you can go into it.
Well, I guess that's where we go.
Yes.
One moment. I'll put my hand towards the mouth of the cave and see if my hand goes like actually into the cave.
It does.
Okay. Want to make sure it's not an Acme situation here.
Understood. You do walk in freely, and inside, as you enter, you're in a very dark cave, and like the way that you have to go through, it's actually a very long stretch. I don't know if anybody has any light source.
I have dark vision.
You have dark vision?
Same.
Vision? Nike?
Can I light a torch?
You should have torches.
I have a candle.
Aww.
I have 10 candles as part of a priest pack, so I light one of my candles.
Okay. So, for a good amount of time, you only can visually see just the four of you. And it's really deep and dark. You don't see much of the walls. You don't see much of the floor. And the candle only lights a small radius. You're traveling like this for a few minutes, but it could be hours. And then you see a light up ahead in this tunnel. And the tunnel doesn't shift. It doesn't move. It just goes dead straight. And then you start seeing this light. And as you walk toward it closer and closer, you start hearing music. And you start hearing chatter. And you start, like, hearing the sounds of a party. And when you get to this entrance of this area, when you walk in, it looks like this massive hall with hundreds of people drinking, dancing, eating fine food. It looks like the largest, most beautiful banquet you've ever seen. Minstrels are playing, there's dancing, there's all sorts of stuff here. And it looks like everyone's having a wonderful time, but everyone's ignoring you.
Zork, is it real?
They're ignoring us? Is that what you said?
They haven't noticed your arrival.
Wonder if they see us.
Can I do another insight check to see if they're real?
Sure.
21.
They are not real. But you knowing that doesn't affect them in any way.
I'll just ask the party. This still looks like an illusion. This does not look real.
They are still dancing. They're still having a wonderful time, but no one's acknowledged your presence yet. But you'll see...
Is it a masquerade ball?
Not a masquerade, but you could imagine that. There's no masks, but it could be kind
of
a ball of some sort.
Do I see an owl-type creature?
You don't, but you do see a bird-like flare. You see people who have, like, feathers on their dresses. And, like, maybe, like, you know, like, across their body is, like, feathers like a peacock. Or, like, you'll see, like, different kinds of birds' feathers. And then, like, on the tables, you'll see, like, decorative things. But all, like, owl-y kind of feel. Not necessarily...
Do you see any other symbols, sigils, any, like, flags or banners that are hanging? Anybody wearing a, like, a ring or... Like, any symbols that we can see?
Yes. Do me an investigation.
Okay.
Because this is kind of a little bit of puzzly for you.
Okay.
So it's going to take some investigation.
Nat 20 plus 3 plus 1. So okay. 24 with a nat 20.
Nice. Okay. So you are looking around everywhere to see what type of sigils that you can see. And there is a section in the center of this hall that people are dancing on. And when you kind of take a look at it, you realize there is a seal on the ground that when you look at it the right way, it does look like an owl. And it looks as though there's like a four-number combination. And you see 0000.
Noodles, I share that. Looks like there is something on the ground. It's a symbol of some sort, and it looks like it could be some sort of combination. Maybe a teleportation circle? Something to that effect? I don't know. Well, but it does look like... And right now they're all zeros, correct?
They're all zeros, but think of it like a locker combination,
mm-hmm.
where you could click 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 and you can make a number.
This looks like some sort of lock. If we know the correct combination, we might be able to get out of here.
Well, does it if we turn the numbers, like does it light up to let us know we have the right number or something?
1111.
Lois, down.
1112.
Lois, down.
One, three.
You do see, it looks like this, number with a red, number with a green, number with a blue, number with a yellow.
And what color are the numbers?
Numbers are plain, but there is a little color up above each of the numbers. I can draw it out for you.
So,
but imagine it's like a lock, but like each number has a color above it to associate with it.
I'd like to use my mage hand and start turning the number, like one of the first numbers that it sees, and I just wanted it to like crawl over and like, can it turn it? Is it really heavy?
It's kind of heavy. It's it's a big number that you'd have to like click over.
Is it enough for the mage hands, or do I need to use my actual hand?
Oh, you could use your mage hand.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I move the number with the mage hands. One. Anything?
No. If you do...
5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
No.
Okay.
You have to... I will tell you... I'm actually going to tell you in his voice. He will go into your mind and say, that's not going to do it. Look around you. Find the clues. Be smart about it. Be cunning.
All right. One of the colors is blue. So I'm going to look around to see what I can see that's blue.
Yes. So... Do investigation checks. Sure. You can each pick a color. You can do whatever.
I'll take blue.
You'll take blue?
I'll do red.
Whatever. Doesn't matter to me.
I'll take green. I'll take whatever's left.
Yellow. Doesn't matter to me.
1, 2, 3.
I'm sorry.
What'd you get?
A 16.
Investigation.
A 16.
12.
4.
Come on.
19.
Excellent.
Nice.
You're red.
Mm-hmm.
You said 16.
Yes.
Okay. So, as you are looking around for your red item, you see that everybody has these large crystal goblets of these red wine. Mm-hmm. But in the wine, it actually looks deeper and brighter red than a normal, like, average wine would. It actually looks a little surreal.
Mm-hmm.
And it draws your attention because everyone's holding a goblet of it.
Mm-hmm.
As you walk around, you actually see a punch bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And you see 1, 2, 3 large punch bowls with deep red crimson color in it.
Mm-hmm.
You're green. You're blue. While you are looking around, you see that there is one woman wearing a blue dress. Nobody else. She's wearing blue, and it has this huge swoop of feathers that are all going around it, and there is a little sigil here on her shoulder that if you look a certain way, it actually looks like a number 8.
Okay, I'll go and change the blue to a number 8.
You're green?
4. Green.
4. You see a lot of green, and it's really you're like, I don't see how any of this could be a number. And you take a look around at everywhere, and you see green, but nothing is really standing out to you in any like visual representation.
I'm going to sit down in the middle of the ballroom floor and I'm going to start eating an apple.
Okay.
I'm just going to sit down. I'm not playing your game anymore.
Okay. 19?
19.
Okay. And you're yellow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Above you, there is a golden chandelier. This gorgeous, beautiful golden chandelier. And in this chandelier, there are 5 long golden rods with crystals hanging from it. Mm-hmm. And it is the only thing that you can see that is that color with all 5 of these rods. And each one of these, like, delicate arms that's holding up the lights, mm-hmm. Each have, like, a hanging orb from it.
Number 5, right? That's what I'm thinking.
That's what you're thinking?
Mm-hmm.
3.
Yep. But we don't know what green is yet.
I'll take a look at green.
You'll take a look at green?
Mm-hmm.
You can assist? Do you want to look for green?
I'll assist. I'll give you advantage.
Oh, okay, thank you.
You can be like, hey, here are the things I found, but fuck it.
green.
Dirty 20.
A dirty 20. Excellent. As you are looking around, there are 2 very large banquet tables. And on each one of them is a very large, and it looks like a very interesting bird that you've never seen before, but they are electric green to you. They're not just like a regular green color, and it's very bright. And there's one on the center of each table.
So that'd be 2. Okay. So yeah, I'll go and turn the green to 2.
Okay. Once you do that last click, the entire illusion fades away. And you actually see this disc in front of you melts. Like, literally looks like it melts down. And it creates a spiral staircase that goes down.
Damn.
Good work, everybody.
Throw the apple core.
Guess we're going down.
I'll
go first.
Okay.
After you.
So it's 1, 2, 3, 4?
Sure.
So, you begin to make your way down the spiral staircase. What?
Making my way.
Oh, shut up.
Make it.
So, you make your way down the spiral staircase. You find, it's a long one. It's very long. Again, like, the distance is confusing for how long you've been walking. And as you come to a landing, it looks as though it's this large cliff that looks down into a very empty cave. Kind of rough rock, and it looks like there must be some sort of entrance to the outside because it is bright. You can see, and it looks like maybe there's like areas of separate sections that are lighting a place up. But you don't see anything right now. It doesn't look like there's anything there.
Hmm. Are there walls?
Very cave-like.
Okay.
Very cave. You see a couple like little side caves, and then you're at this cliff, and there is a section that you can walk down, but it's very rocky.
Hmm.
Well, any ideas?
Keep going down, I suppose.
We'll just have to be careful.
Okay.
Let's keep going.
Okay. So, you can hear as you are walking down this rocky area, and it honestly is, it's rough terrain, so you're going very slowly, and you have to be careful not to trip. But when you finally get down to the bottom, you hear this, like, lapping of water, and it looks like what you couldn't see from the above was that there seems to be an inlet of a water area, of, like, a lake area.
Hmm. How does the water look?
Dark.
Everyone be cautious.
So, you are kind of at a dead end at this point. There's little inlets and stuff like that in this room, but there's not really anywhere to walk down another cave or anything like that. You all hear in your head, "Thank you for playing my game. We are now come to the final attraction."
Hmm.
When you face your fears, you will be rewarded with the most beautiful of gifts. Do well. See you on the other side. And here you start hearing splashing coming from the waves. And you see, out of the water, you see a head,
of course,
pop up. And another. And another. and another, and another. And then pulling out of the water is one singular body.
What do the heads look like?
Whatever a Hydra head looks
like. Yeah. Oh, this is going to suck, guys.
I know. I'm looking already how to attack.
This is going to suck.
And you hear all of them, the heads all kind of like screech. And it's like this echoing, like, and all of them. And then they all stare right at you. And start, like, crawling their way right to you. Roll initiative.
Yep.